I mean, you guys, the second half of the season have just been ferocious. Talk about where that attitude comes from.
I think we all started to believe in each other, knowing where everybody else is going to be at. That's what me. I started knowing where my help was at, and I could play a little bit faster. And, you know, credit to our D-line. They let our linebackers run free and make plays.
You have a big game like you had today. It was a meaningless game in terms of playoff position.
Nah, it meant something.
What did it mean to you?
It meant a lot for me. You know, I'm a huge Ray Lewis fan, just to go against his team. And, you know, and they beat his first game pretty bad, so... For our defense, they ran for like 170 yards first game. So, you know, for us, we just want to, you know, put that in the coffin and come out and stop the run.
Do you think this defense is getting the respect it deserves? I mean, after the way you guys have played three games in a row, defense has scored a touchdown.
I think we could play much better, but I think we're getting, you know, what we deserve. I think we're like, what, top five in the league right now. But, you know, we got still work to do and get ready for the playoffs and hopefully, you know, be the best defense in the playoffs. And, you know, that can be big for the team.
They say defense travels in football, and you guys are 6-2 on the road so far this season. How much do you take it upon the defense to kind of be the difference maker for this team in the playoffs?
Oh, man, I think defense wins championships. They don't score, we win. At the end of the day, everybody has to do their job and rely on each other, you know, to be there for one another and hopefully come out a win.
It seemed like they were kind of going after you after the whistle a couple times. How hard was it to kind of hold yourself back?
It was pretty hard, actually. I'm not going to lie. About the third time, I was like, okay, come on now. Coach Lewis see me getting a little rammed up. He came on the sideline. I was like, you know, they're going to come after you. You know, you just got to keep your cool. They got two personal fouls already trying to come after you. So I don't think they're going to do it anymore. But it cooled down after that.
Why? Why did they come after?
I have no idea.
You did talk to Charm with Rice a couple snaps.
Oh, yeah. It's all in the game. It's all in the game.
Did you get kicked in the second
person? No, I don't remember.
Was it a hard play to walk away from Rice there? It looked like he took you down, and it looked like he gave you a shot to the head.
Yeah, he chopped me, and then he tried to, like, I don't know what he tried to do, try to take a cheap shot. You know, that's football. At the end of the day, he got a personal foul. I didn't, so big man wins.
So at the end, and the old Vontaze would walk away, was it?
The old Vontaze would have did exactly what he did. Talked a little and walked off.
You guys have won 7 of 8 going into the playoffs. At this point, you don't know who you're going to play. But how confident is this team right now to do some damage?
Oh, we're pretty confident. Especially, you know, defense is, you know, we're ready to go out and play another game right now, if you ask me. But it's going to be big for us, especially we might play, what, Patriots or something, so it's going to be big for our defense, the defensive line, everybody be on task and, you know, have a great week of practice.